firefighters and favorable winds appear to have saved a historic mountain town east of San Diego from wildfire, but hundreds of homes in the surrounding area were destroyed by the fire, and one firefighter was killed while trying to save nearby houses. The so-called Cedar Fire in San Diego is the largest of seven that are burning in Southern California. So far, they've killed at least 20 people and destroyed more than 2,400 homes. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the battle to protect the mountain town of Julian.
V. Lumpkins spent a restless night in her car on Tuesday. Lumpkins has lived in the picturesque town of Julian for 28 years. She writes a column for the local newspaper called Joys of Country Living. As the wildfire closed in 2 days ago, Lumpkins was one of only a handful of residents who chose not to evacuate.
We went through this last year with the Pines Fire, and I just can't believe it happened again.
Even though most of her neighbors had fled, Lumpkins had plenty of company in Julian. A small army of firefighters was sent in to protect the town and its historic four-block Main Street, lined with antique stores and apple pie bakeries.
It was touching. And the trucks are all different colors, like a parade, and just passing through. But we knew they were here for a good reason, and we appreciate it.
Some 100 fire engines from throughout California and other western states stood guard at the outskirts of town. For both public officials and weary firefighters like Tawny Scoop, saving Julian had become a point of pride.
Julian's our stand. There's no way we're going to let this burn today. We're told not to pull out, no matter what. So we're not pulling out.
Scoop had spent the previous night some 5 miles south of Julian, near Lake Cuyamaca. Many of the homes there did not survive.
We were set up to defend a couple different structures. Two of them that we were set up to defend, we saved. They cut out a horse in one, but so many homes were destroyed.
One of those homes was Dennis Reynolds. He lives in an RV park halfway between Julian and Cuyamaca. He escaped in his pickup truck just minutes ahead of the flames.
My trailer's gone, motorcycle's gone. I got me and my dog. Been hell.
Yesterday, Reynolds stood at the edge of a charred field just outside Julian. He was practically trapped in the town for much of the day after the wildfire jumped a highway, cutting off what would have been a possible escape route to the north.
So where am I going to go? I just stayed here, you know. So I was going to drive down to San Isabel, but it looks like it's on fire too.
For a time yesterday, Julian seemed to be the only safe haven from fires burning on both the north and the south. Helicopters and air tankers shuttled back and forth, dumping water on the flames as ground crews fought to maintain fire breaks. A firefighter from Marin County in Northern California was killed just a few miles west of Julian. Steve Rucker was trying to protect houses when he was overrun by erratic flames. Three other firefighters working with him were badly burned. Rucker is the first firefighter killed battling a string of wildfires in Southern California that have so far blackened more than 600,000 acres. John Renshaw of the U.S. Forest Service says his death is hard for everyone on the fire line.
They build a real camaraderie as they go through all their training together and fight fires together and save other people's houses and lives. They build a special bond.
The massive effort to save houses and stores in Julian appears to have paid off. Fire crews remained on alert last night outside the Miner's Diner and Ye Old Craft Shop, but fire lines on the outskirts of town held, and Fire Information Officer Andy Menchek says the engines on Main Street were not needed.
Luckily, the winds are out of the west, so the actual fire fronts are actually paralleling both ends of town. They're not coming into town. As long as the winds remain in that direction, we should be in pretty good shape.
The Cedar Fire that threatened Julian is still far from contained. It continues to burn both north and east of town and is now the biggest wildfire in California history. But as the moon rose over oddly clear skies in Julian last night, V. Lumpkins had some new material for her newspaper column, and she guessed she'd be sleeping a little easier. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.